God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever been falsely accused? Probably you have. How did you feel? Well, you may have felt angry, you may have felt disappointed, you may have felt frightened. Probably you felt a bit indignant. You know, like, how dare you? It's not just that you were innocent. It's not just that they had mistaken you. You are now morally superior to your accuser because they were wrong and you were innocent. Now, let me just say that's natural. That's the way I have felt on occasion. But indignance never improves one's self. So when I become indignant, I almost by definition do not improve anything. Has anyone ever overlooked your generosity or your kindness or forgotten to give you a thank you for something you have done? Well, certainly that's true as well. But it's interesting, you know, I can remember every time I did something for which I did not receive a thank you. But I have forgotten every time that I have received a benefit for which I failed to give a thank you. And that's kind of the point. I remember everything good about myself, and I have an excuse, a good excuse, for everything bad about myself, which is to say, there's only one side to this ledger. I am my biggest fan. You know, the truth is, when someone unjustly accuses me, they don't know the half of it. They may have accused me of something of which I'm not guilty, but they may have left unsaid five things that I am guilty of. Now, David was a man unjustly accused. He was fleeing Absalom, a family problem had become a national crisis, and the kingdom had fallen around his ankles. He was without protection. He was alone. He was on the run. And a man named Shimeah, as he is escaping with the people that have stayed faithful with him, the Bible says that he cursed David and he said to him, come out, thou bloody man. And thou man of Belial, he calls him basically a worthless man and a man with blood on his hands. And then he tells us why. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. Nothing could have been further from the truth. David had not betrayed Saul. David had been patient with Saul. David, in fact, had severely responded to those who had claimed to have killed Saul. So David had done right about that. And yet, when one of his lieutenants offered to kill this malcontent, this Sarai, who was of the tribe of Benjamin, for his cursing of David when David was down, he said, what have I to do with you? Let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? David says, look, if God has caused him to curse me, then what am I to say anything about it? Now, I will quickly add that it's easy to invoke God and no one can verify it. I can say, well, God is leading me to do thus and so. And who can know that you're not telling the truth, if all things being equal? Then David goes on to say, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. He seems to say, my own son is doing wrong by me, so how can I say anything about this Benjamite? It may be, David continues, that the Lord will look on mine affliction and that the Lord will requite or repay me good for his cursing this day. God will do good for this man's bad. Now look, perspective gives peace. We don't know the whole story. We don't know the whole picture. And the fact of the matter is, we may be innocent of something in particular, but we're not innocent of everything. And David had a peace that came from perspective, and that was he left it with God. He left with God what he could not see and could not know. Was this man acting on God's orders? David didn't know, but David left it with God. Two things that comprise this perspective. Number one is humility. In verse 11, David says, look, my son is doing the same thing to me. What can I say? Now, who had a closer reason to hate David? This man of the tribe of Benjamin or David's own son? The truth is, David was innocent of the blood of Saul, but he was guilty of the blood of Uriah. Well, then why didn't Uriah say anything? because he was dead. And Absalom had been raised by perhaps a distant father, perhaps had been raised around the harem. I do not know. But David had the humility to realize, look, I'm innocent of this particular crime, but I'm not innocent in the absolute sense. So humility. That led to what I would say is hope. Verse 12, it may be, David says. Look, it may be, that's hope. The Lord will look on my affliction. He will repay me good for the cursing I've received this day. It may be. Can I just tell you something? Grace is more powerful than your perceived innocence. I'm not saying that it doesn't matter whether you do right or wrong. I'm saying that what is most powerful in your life today is not the innocence you think you have, but the grace that God provides for those who have the humility to know they need it.